Today may be Halloween, but you won't find Lady Rhea in a pointy black hat. She's a real workaday witch who prefers a sweatshirt and Bluetooth earpiece. A practicing Wiccan from the Bronx, Lady Rhea has for nearly 40 years catered to those looking for help in matters of money, luck, and love.
Hello, Magical Realms. Lady Rhea speaking. How can I help you?
Some of the requests I get are for love.
You want a love bath?
Yes.
Okay, come.
Or, you know, come to me candles.
A man come crazy about me?
Yep.
Get my boyfriend back.
You know how to use it, right, Mama?
How to use it?
Take a normal shower and pour it from your neck down and pray for love to be resolved.
Okay.
Like Venus standing under a waterfall.
Okay.
Okay.
Help with money. They got to get that dollar going. It's a tough area.
Pictures I can't bless. Okay. They'll get wet.
I am a Wiccan high priestess and witch queen. My age, I've been in the craft since 73. I have a lot of coven people, and people are attached to me over the last years. So one of them coined me Pagan Mother. Call them up and I'll say, hello, are you listening? This is Pagan Mother. Call me.
To bless the candle, we carve a hexagram on the top. Thank you, my lady.
We carry baths, crystals.
And these are our spell kits behind you. $40 per kit.
Frankincense, camphor, cascaria.
We have fast money. I have a weight loss candle.
This is a museum in itself. You have people asking for a bath with Pompeia water, which is an old perfume. Yeah, walk into Macy's and tell them you want Pompeia cologne.
Hiya, sweetheart. How are you?
This is a practice. It's an earth religion. And so we are a very earthy people. I will not look at a pigeon and consider it a flying rat. I will consider it a creature of the Sky Father.
Okay. Comes to 1524, honey.
Okay. I'm a city witch.
You're welcome.
Lady Rhea runs Magical Realms, a Wiccan shop in the Bronx, New York. Our story was produced by Matt Ozug for the project Faith in the Five Boroughs. To see video of Lady Rhea, visit npr.org.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.